Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Pachenik coming up in T-minus 8 minutes. This is going to be bombshell. If you just joined us, you want inside intel, somebody that knows Osama bin Laden, who was the head deputy under Henry Kissinger at the State Department, and others? You're about to get it, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a lot of courage coming on our show, and knowing that we were going to get him on today, I was driving a little safer, watching my back. Let me tell you, the system is not going to like what you're about to hear. Going back to Owen J.J. Stone of owenjjstone.com, technology researcher, commentary, TV host, radio host. Look, that's it. It's the cut of the tailor. It's the hype. It's the cheesiness. It's the pep rally. It's the scripting. And then it's all the lies. I mean, when you heard that they'd thrown his body in the ocean.
That was the best thing that happened. That was the best thing that happened to America. When they told me that they put this man's body in the ocean, I was like, oh, thank you, because that's something that people can't believe. You know, 9-11, buildings exploding, you know, they got scientists against it before. You know, people want to argue. The fact that they didn't bring this fool's body home, you've been looking for a guy for 10 years, and you throw him in the ocean? You throw him in the biggest place that nobody could ever find him. You throw him in the ocean. You don't incinerate him, you know, and then you want to tell me DNA. You threw him in the ocean? Thank you. I thank the government for saying that they threw Osama bin Laden in the ocean. Because no, my daughter's 3 years old, and she couldn't believe that story. She'd be like, Daddy, why didn't they bring the prince home to show everybody and parade him through the streets? Nobody could believe that. No one.
And remember, the first photo they put out was a Photoshop, and folks then and all these newspapers had it posted as a real photo of the dead bin Laden, and then they just kind of said, oh, that was fake, too. And now they say, oh, yeah, he didn't fight back, and he didn't throw his wife in front of him. And that's a trick liars do. They're like, oh, my general story's true. We did kill bin Laden, but there were a few things we got wrong. And you're like, oh, well, you told me the truth on that. It's kind of like when I go to the cookie jar, an entire bag of cookies have been stolen. And I go to my son and my daughters, and I call them before me, and I say, who stole the cookies? And they'll sit there and go, well, I only ate one. I mean, 20. I mean, I'm sorry. This is incredible.
The best thing about things like pictures and videos anymore, they're programs that techies run that they can scan and see if it's been Photoshopped. So, I mean, the mainstream media should know this. There are people out there that are highly skilled, way more skilled than them, and working independently, fact check these things. I mean, literally, there's a program that runs that'll tell you if Photoshop pictures been Photoshopped or not. But instead, they still put it out there because mainstream people don't get it. They don't know. So they just want to trick those people and get the ball rolling and, you know, drag us into another war if you want to. I mean, again, people are going broke right now. The gas is too high, and people are getting rich off of that. Exxon just posted, you know, $1 trillion, whatever, last quarter profit. I mean, people are sick and tired of it. They just can't handle it anymore. You hear GE making $14 billion in profit, not paying 1 cent in taxes. People can't handle it. And thank God they put this man in the ocean.
Do you know what?
That just made me laugh.
Do you know what happened just down the road from me? I've been to the hotel and the bar in San Antonio. It's across the street from the Alamo, where the Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt, William Randolph Hearst, and others, got the order to go start a war in Cuba as the pretext to start the war with the Spanish. Then, of course, they blew up this battleship Maine as a pretext, as a false flag to attack all the Spanish possessions in the Pacific, Philippines, you name it. But William Randolph Hearst told all of his illustrators with his newspapers, he said, you provide the paintings, the images, I'll provide the war. And they ran fake, they were even able to do this then, illustrations and even doctored photos in newspapers nationwide that they were engaged in atrocities in Cuba, the Spanish. And later they admitted it was all fake. And that's what they're doing. This is the modern yellow journalism.
It's set up to play that game. And again, you know, like I said, PR stunt and everything's set up so that people will believe something. But when you make a big mistake after big mistake after big mistake, people can't swallow it. You know, if you're going to tell me the guy's dead, just tell me there's DNA. Some of you sent a shot of rocket in there, you know, or when you said the helicopter. I mean, these people don't even think. They think that Americans are so stupid.
Absolutely. You know, they think Americans are like those folks at the White House demonstrating. Thank you so much for joining us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've got goosebumps with this next guest. It's just incredible information. In early 2002, I was put in touch with Dr. Steve Pachinik, and I'll give you his bio, very prestigious here in a moment. Working under the biggest kingmakers in modern U.S. history, the trifecta, James Baker, George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, and Cyrus Vance, but the big three, from all of our sources, George Shultz, James Baker, way above even Kissinger. That's why you don't even see them out there. And these are the guys that go right to the elite of the world and are their imperial legates, the people that speak for them, that make the deals with China, with Russia. They're the envoys. They're the above government power brokers that are the spokesmen of the collective elite and these top councils. And he was their deputy, all three of them. And Cyrus Vance as well, high-powered, all four of them. And I got him on the show, and he also a CFR fellow at the time. I got him on the show, and he just basically said this whole war on terror is a hoax. And he said the intel is they've got Bin Laden dead on ICE, and they're going to roll him out sometime in the future. And I said, ICE? He goes, literally. Now, then about a year later, at an event, I had a well-known Republican, part of the Bush administration. I mean, well-known enough that I knew who they were. Call me aside at an event and say, listen, this is off record, because I was already known then as being somebody who can keep secrets if it's off record as a journalist. The more secrets you keep, the more secrets you get. That's why we get so many pour in. The MIAC, Homeland Security Reports, you name it, we're a regular WikiLeaks here. It's just that our info is real, not sprinkled like theirs. Now, Dr. Pechenik came on, and then Hades broke loose after he came on. He said he was on ice and all this happened. And I looked up Pechenik. I mean, he was there with the Mujahideen, knew these people. Talk about somebody who's living history. I mean, he's seen so much of it. But then after, I talked to one White House official, and then another person well-known to me got it from another White House source. I'm just going to leave it at that. So two sources that I actually talked to, one on air, one privately, and then the other through someone I know for decades who was told the same information. And they said, this isn't a rumor, right? And they said, no, he's dead. The intel was, it was a cover story, the kidney stuff. He reportedly was sick from that, they went ahead and got rid of him because he was putting those letters out saying, I didn't do it, and they wanted to take his identity and have him say he did. But Dr. Pechenik can correct me if I'm wrong. And that they did send in special forces. So in a way, it's true. And they killed him and it had him literally frozen. Now they throw him in the ocean. You know, all this stuff comes out. It's just ridiculous. They put out photo 2 days ago that was fake. Now they'd say another one's coming. So all of this is happening. But a year after I talked to him, these other sources told me the same thing. And then about 6 months later, Madeleine Albright went on Fox News. We have links to all those articles and videos. In our article, Inside Sources, Bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. That has all the bibliography there for you. And I'm just prefacing this before we go to Dr. Pechenik because it's so important. A lot of folks are tuning in and watching right now, a record audience. That Madeleine Albright came out and said, the word is he's on ice, use that same term, and they're going to be rolling him out for the election. Then Walter Cronkite, Bohemian Grove, super high level, hanging out with the top people. That's kind of the Democratic wing. They got word that this was going to happen if Bush needed it. Then Theresa Hines Carey came out as the proxy for her husband and said, yeah, this is the word. So that scared Bush into not releasing it. By the way, I got threats over this. All sorts of dirty tricks when I was pushing this. And then it receded into history for another 6-7 years. And now it's back exactly the script we were told. So if you're a new listener, or if you're the Washington Post, or the New York Times, or New York Magazine, or L.A. Times, attacking me over this, actually a few of the articles are actually pretty fair, but some of them are ridiculous, like the New York Magazine, or the Atlantic with Jeff Goldberg, they're attacking us in cartoonish ways. If you're doubting this, look at the history we already have. Benazir Bhutto coming out. And saying, look, Bin Laden's dead. Stop using him as a pretext to be in Pakistan. A week later, she's killed. Our media says she hit her head. And then they release video of her being machine gunned by the assassin. And the word from Hamid Ghul and others, former head of Pakistani intelligence, is the White House pulled the trigger on her. Now our guests start telling us, and our experts start telling us, there's going to be a move against Pakistan the last month. Then they catch this CIA operative, CNN reports, with the uranium, trying to get it to Mujahideen, to then blame it on the regular army of Pakistan to build the case to snatch their nukes, which will bring China in, folks. This could be World War III. So all of that's happening. You have all these other world leaders that have said this. Now, I'm going to try to now give the floor to our guest, Dr. Steve Pechenik, served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and senior policy planner under Secretaries Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, talk about knowing where the bodies are buried, and James Baker. Dr. Pechenik continues to consult the Department of Defense. He received a Council on Foreign Relations Fellowship, where he was recruited by Lawrence Eagleburger as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Management. In the position he was, he created the Office of Combat Terrorism, the Family Liaison. And it just goes on. For a long time, Dr. Pechenik is the author and creator of 26 New York Times bestsellers. His experiences in government, international crisis management were the basis of Tom Clancy's characters, Jack Ryan and Richard Clark. And the website is stevepechenik.com. Pechenik, P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. stevepechenik.com. We'll get links up at Infowars.com. And we're going to skip this network break coming up. This is so important. Dr. Pechenik, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to try to sit back, give you the floor to talk about what's currently happened, some of the history involved with these players. Bin Laden, who, going back to the interview that you intimately know, thank you for joining us.
It is a great pleasure and an honor. I want to thank you, Alex. I want to thank what you said. I think very much of what you said is very accurate. I will correct some of the issues that I think we've talked about, but I want to thank your audience for listening. I want to say how important Alex Jones was after 9/11, when I knew very well at that time that the American public was being deceived and was being treated as if we were fools, stupid, ignorant, and cheats. I had hoped at that time, once I was on the Alex Jones show, and I broke ranks with my people at the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm a member also of the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, the National Military Intelligence Association, and I volunteer repeatedly. I volunteered to still work with our military because, number one, I respect our military. Number two, we have sent men and women to wars which have not been clearly defined by civilians who have never been in war, including Clinton, including Bush Jr. in particular, who precipitated the wars into Iraq and Afghanistan, and now Obama. And I had hoped by that time in the past that we have would have stopped fooling the American public and stopped creating an incursion into our own country, killing our own people. 9/11 has still not been fully explained, and it is not a conspiracy theory. It has nothing to do with all kinds of secrecy and cabal and any other issue. It has to do with a famous technique in warfare that we call stand down, false flag, deception, and denial. It was done during Pearl Harbor. Alex explained to you yesterday it was done by Hitler. It was done by LBJ during the war in Vietnam, where we had the Gulf of Tonkin, and he claimed that we had a false flag operation, and we had to shoot the Vietnamese because they shot it. That was wrong. Many men died for that. Many men went to war. And at the same time, we had a stand down and a false flag, which was told to me repeatedly by the people I worked with, including a very famous general that I will not repeat his name, to protect him until I go to a grand jury. Now, what I'm saying today is very important. I was a deputy assistant secretary under Nixon, Ford, and came under special and Carter. I resigned under Carter because I disagreed with the way he handled the hostage situation. I came back under Reagan to take down the Soviet Union, and I came back under Bush Sr. to work on Cambodia. I'm not a career foreign service. I'm not a career intelligence officer. I am what every American is. I'm a physician, but I'm an entrepreneur. I create businesses, and I believe in the American way of life, which is very simple. The hope, the faith, the dedication, and the lack of interference in my job, in my pocketbook, and in my speech, and the ability to say what I want to say by the government. That doesn't mean I'm a Tea Party member, I'm a liberal, or I'm a conservative, or I belong to any party. I am strictly an American, and I'm saying this to you as Americans. We have once again been deceived. I thought this would cease and desist by the time Bush Jr. was elected and thrown out. I had asked that Bush Jr. be indicted for war criminals, Cheney be indicted, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Steve Hadley. It goes on and on and on. The issue now is we have brought to the forefront at a time when America is in deep peril economically, as Alex Jones has correctly explained to you. We are in deep peril because we are in two wars of which I have no idea why we're there. And I had warned even on the Alex Jones show 9 years ago, not we will go into Afghanistan and Iraq after the 9/11, and I predicted, and he was correct, Alex Jones, and you see it on your website, that Osama bin Laden would be dead and had been dead for over 7 months, not because special forces killed him, but because as a physician I had known that the CIA physicians had treated him, and it was on the intelligence roster that he had Marfan syndrome. Now, many of you can look up on the internet Marfan syndrome. It's a disease which is a genetic abnormality which Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln had, and it was the disease of the cataract of the eyes, of the coronary arteries, and what happens in that disease is that you have a very short lifespan. The fact that he had renal dialysis was not an issue of renal stones, which can be cured and is not that serious or life-threatening, but He needed that dialysis machine, so he had to take it with him. It was not an accident that his number two man, El-Zawahiri, was a physician. It is not an accident that most leaders of terrorist organizations around the world are physicians. That's why I know them, because we understand our code of ethics and creed. Osama bin Laden died. When we went into Afghanistan, General Tommy Franks had stated very clearly that he had died and he made a slip. Now, we knew he had already died. By that time, by the time we had already gone into Afghanistan, he was, and in Pakistan, we knew he was dead. So the notion, when I came on the radio show in 2002 with Alex Jones, I said, listen, Osama bin Laden's dead. He's dead. There's no question about it. He had Marfan syndrome. It had nothing to do with special forces. He was used in the same way that 9/11 was used to mobilize the emotions and feelings of the American people in order to go to a war that had to be justified through a narrative that Bush Jr. created and Cheney created about the world of war terrorism. Now, I have been in that world for 30 years. During 30 years, we had never been attacked in America. I repeat it again. The question is not that we are safer now. We are we're not safer. The issue is we had never been attacked up till 9/11 because Bush Jr., Cheney, Rumsfeld, and a group of other generals who were involved, who I know who they are and they know who I am, were decided that we had to mobilize the public in order to create a war on terrorism, which is an oxymoron. That war on terrorism no longer exists. We went into Iraq. Our military forces, and I have to tell you, I have the greatest respect for our military men, and I'm saying this to you, the generals, the colonels, the majors, and the captains, and I've been lecturing at the War College every year, be careful of the orders you receive from civilian presidents. I say it again, and listen to me. Be aware of the orders that you receive from civilian presidents like Bush, Clinton, and Obama, particularly presidents who have never served in a war and do not know what the consequences of the war are, and the number of men and women who die bravely for our country and our cause because some civilian has to manipulate his political career at the expense of the American public and at the expense of the bodies and the blood and guts of our warriors who are so important to us.
All right, Doctor. What happened? Absolutely. Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. Yeah. We'll even have him a little bit into the next hour. He's very gracious. And I want to get more into that entire area that you were just raising. And I'm talking about my White House sources, so obviously they were probably given this info. I know that you said he was dying of the disease. I'd seen the videos of him, and even 98, 99, he looked like somebody who was near death then, obviously very ill. The new photos they show us, the CIA even had to admit last year in Spy Talk in the Washington Post that they were fake videos. So it's on record they put fake videos out. And I think that's very bold of them to tell the Washington Post, May 25th, 2010, Spy Talk, that they did fake them. We already knew that. We've seen the Adam Gadon videos uploaded in the same video layer as the Intel Center's logo. We've got Amiral Alaki, admittedly.
You see, Alex, the key that Mr. Jones, the key question America has to ask again and why I went back on your show is this has much greater implication just than the distortions and lies that are created by the intelligence community. And believe me, I work with the intelligence community. The question is, why does that have to be done repeatedly in different administrations to the American public, particularly now with the president, as you said, who had the lowest ratings, whose historical background is in question. I'm not only talking about his birth certificate, forget that, his education, how he came to power, whom he represents, and particularly in a time when Wall Street and the bankers had gotten away with the greatest crime in the history of America. Nobody was indicted, and particularly at a time when I do not understand, I who've been in war, eight different times, why we are in Afghanistan and Iraq and why men and women are dying. So the issue becomes a little bit greater than the question of did the CIA or intelligence community doctor up this situation? The answer is yes, categorically yes. Anybody who tells you it's not is lying. This whole scenario where you see a bunch of people sitting there looking at a screen and they look as if they're intent. That's nonsense. It's a total makeup, make-believe. We're in an American theater of the absurd. The real issue is, why are we doing this again, Alex? Why 9 years later do I have to come on your show when I predicted 9 years ago this man was already dead? But it wasn't the issue of him. It was the issue of why does the government repeatedly have to lie to the American people who have worked so hard in order to justify their political existence when you basically have civilian leaders who are politicians?
Now, I understand, Dr. Pechenik. Let me stop because you're dropping bombshell after bombshell. You know, you're the right-hand man of Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, James Baker, Cyrus Vance.
I wasn't anybody's right-hand man. Let me tell you, I got thrown out of more places than you can imagine, my friend.
Well, my point is you've been right up there.
I've been there.
You've been right up there, right underneath these guys, and it's on record that Tom Clancy's character, Jack Ryan, Patriot Games, is you. So you are.
They send me. That's correct.
Yes, I mean, you're the...
Richard Clark.
Absolutely. So, and we'll put an image of Jack Ryan up there. So that's the guy that we're talking to right now. And so, Doctor, you just, you know, brought out that incredible information, and we're trying to scramble to find the photo. It was up on Drudge for 2 days. It's gone now. But the photo, you can go to whitehouse.gov and find it, is of the president, you know, watches with his staff... the operation against bin Laden, and Hillary's got her hand over her mouth.
Yeah,
the men are all acting tough. Yeah. You can see that that's a posing photo, and you've been at those levels.
Right.
So break that down for us, Doctor.
Well, the breakdown is very simple. This is a man who decided he's going to have a photo opportunity. This is a man from the day he came in, it began with a lie. It began with a lie. I didn't know the man. I have nothing personally against him. I couldn't care one way or the other, but I did care. What is this man going to be as a president? If you're going to say one thing and do another, in my world, in the world of where I can say the political operative, that's called a sociopath. That means that you say one thing, but you do everything differently. So when you look at a photograph of people looking intently as if they were amazed and bemused by an attack that may not have existed. If this was an attack and they attacked a mortuary, God bless them, because Osama bin Laden is totally dead. So there's no way they could have attacked or killed or confronted Osama bin Laden unless you believe in the resurrection of Osama bin Laden, and I don't. And if I could tell you 9 years ago. So let me break it through. You have a president, you have a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen, whose father was a publicist at the William Morris Agency, who is very much concerned about how he's going to leave the military as an admiral, all right? You have a president who is in deep, deep trouble, who has no idea of how to get us out of unemployment and has a disparity between the very rich and the very poor, where no banker in the history of this country, after stealing billions of dollars and coming back to the American public and asking us for bonuses, had never been arrested for this, yet some people who have cheated on their taxes, or poor people who have not been able to get jobs, are put in prison or are waiting on welfare. So we have a president who, the day he came in, picked up the Nobel Prize for Peace, where he had done nothing, next day turns around and declares war in Afghanistan. Even Bush Jr. didn't declare war in Afghanistan. And who is in Afghanistan right now? We're talking about a man, Karzai, whom I knew, and I was there at the house 20 years ago in Maryland, when this delicatessen owner from Silver Spring was ordered to come back. He was a CIA operative, as I remembered him, and was put into a position where we have nothing but corruption, destruction, and basically the killing of our own people. Then we have the Pakistani allies, who they have now irritated, this Obama, and then we have Panetta, who's not in that picture. The most important of those men, who was ordered, this is the great key order. Obama wants to tell you how resolute he was, because everybody said he was indecisive. So in order to make sure he looks resolute, he orders Panetta, a nice liberal who had been a Republican.
Stay there, Dr. Pechenik. Stay there. Back in 3 minutes. This is key info. We'll go back to bin Laden's death and give us any more evidence of that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Then it fell apart. It fell apart. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Then it fell apart.
Guys,
it fell apart.
He has written 26-plus New York Times bestsellers, stevepachenik.com. It's on record, high-level government position under multiple presidents, under Secretary of States, involved in black ops all over the world with the Mujahideen. I want him to talk about some of that history briefly before we look at currently what's happening, because obviously to know what's coming in the future and what's happening in the present, we need to know the past. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it because the cliche rings true. But remember, this is the character that they created Jack Ryan out of in Tom Clancy's books, and that's on record. That's how respected he is, and he has a lot of courage. And I know you probably don't want to get into this now, but you did get a lot of heat when you came on my show, and I know you'll probably get heat again right now, but you're not some small fry out there saying that Bin Laden was dead. And what you talked about on my show was confirmed by people in the White House, high level. And then separately, years after that, Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, came out and said it. Benazir Bhutto, the president of Pakistan, said it. So when the Washington Post and everybody makes fun of us right now and has these articles out, some of them wouldn't even quote you. They just, you know, said that Jones claimed he had a source from the State Department. When it was on record, the Atlantic Monthly dare not mention it. They linked to some Cheech and Chong blog that I have nothing to do with in some attempt to just mislead their readers, Jeff Goldberg, who when he wasn't a Israeli prison guard, he was, running around engaged in his regular activities. So I guess Israel doesn't like what I'm doing. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not in their business. But let's go back, because this is what the media is going to be calling you about and myself about. Let's go back specifically. You've got all these intel connections. You've worked with, the biggest heavy hitters there are. You're famous in intelligence and analysis. You know, the Jack Ryan's your character, the guy that doesn't play games. And in the real world, you're actually, telling it like it is. 9 years ago, April 22nd, on this show, and then everything you've talked about has now been backed up in triplicate, and now we have this latest PR stunt with them with the photo op with Hillary covering her mouth. I mean, this looks like a photo where you tell your kids, smile, say cheese. Break down, sir. Take your time with the intel, with the CIA reports you were reading, with as much proof as you can give us without giving up your sources of knowing that bin Laden was dead and when he reportedly died, so that we can look at the big news story now in context of why they've launched this hoax today.
Well, let me just say the issue of why he was dead was exactly what I said before. He died of Marfan syndrome. Bush Jr. knew about it. The intelligence community knew about it. CIA had already sent a physician way before under the Clinton administration to see him at the American Hospital in Dubai. He was already very sick from Marfan syndrome, and he was already dying. So nobody had to kill him. He had Al-Zawahiri, who was a physician with him, who is still a physician. I don't know where he is. But we knew he was already dead by 9/11. It was very clear that he was dying. At Tora Bora, he probably died. Tommy Franks, general, said accidentally that he died. But the point was, he was already dead by the time I had talked to you. Why is it relevant now? Again, as I said, why is the fiction and the narrative of the psyops of America against the American people so important? It's number one, as you said so clearly to your public, and they understand it. Number one, we're viewed as idiots and stupid, and Americans are not seen as very bright by our politicians. Secondly, basically the president was in very deep trouble, as you said, economically, politically. He was on the bottom. He had the birther issue come out. He proved, he said he was American, but now he had to prove that he was more than American. He was more American than American. He had to be aggressive. At the same time, you had an admiral who had really not done very well as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who had made some serious gaffes by giving a Medal of Honor to Greg Mortensen, who lied, going into Pakistan saying he had built schools for women and looked like a fool. You have Panetta, who really caused a lot of civilian damage in the Pakistan area, and the Pakistanis were furious with him because what he claimed was a CIA, quite frankly, without telling you a great secret, it's already an open source intelligence. About 80% of the CIA presently is not involved in intelligence. It is involved in what's called Operation Killing, Special Ops, and that means that many of the Special Forces soldiers have been shifted over to the CIA. Well, used to be in the old office, SOLIC, Special Operations Low Intensity Conflict, but they have a new office, and Panetta was really just killing people right and left with the drones and creating a lot of friction and a major alienation between the American the generals and the Pakistani generals, the ISI. Third, lastly, we have a foreign policy that didn't work under Hillary Clinton, as you know, like Condoleezza Rice. She probably booked in more miles than any other Secretary of State and was totally incompetent. She was not able to preempt, to really be able to figure out any strategic assessments or analysis of what happened in the Middle East or predict the uprising in Syria, in Libya, Tunisia, and was really not able to hold out and was not confident. So you have a whole series of administrative people, both civilian and military, who are not confident. And they had to show that they could really prove some sense of competency at a time when there was a re-election. And it's a really, as nature, it's a very very sense of a political expediency. As to what the Washington Post says and the New York Times, I don't particularly care. I never have. I never will. It's not relevant to me. It may be relevant to you, but I don't think it's relevant to the American public. They don't read it. They don't care about it. Quite frankly, more people listen to Alex Jones than they read the New York Times. There's no question in my mind. Having said that, it was a very politically expedient factor for the president to say, I'm going to get reelected. I've shown my firmness. I've shown I'm an American. I've shown that I can turn around the economy, which he hasn't. Secretary of State Hillary can say, look, we accomplished the end of a major significant movement in the war on terrorism, which they haven't, because from a tactical and an intelligence assessment point of view, this has not changed the game whatsoever. There are no terrorists really right now in Afghanistan. The only terrorists right now are being supported by Al-Haqqa, which is supported by the Pakistani Inter-Service Intelligence, what Gore said to you last night, which ironically is being supported by the CIA. And even Al-Haqqa have been reporting back to our intelligence operatives saying, what in God's name is going on? We're being paid by our own CIA, your CIA, through the ISI to kill your soldiers. Now, if you can explain that to me, you're going to have to explain that to the American public. And that's what I meant by deception and denial that's been going on for three administrations, Clinton, Bush, and this administration. It has to stop. What else has been happening? The Pakistanis are so furious, what you heard last night, that Panetta had created all these problems, and they don't like General Petraeus. By the way, I happen to like General Petraeus. I think he's been a good general. He's been quiet. He's been doing what he was ordered to do, not what he initiated to do. And we have to differentiate our military from civilian control. And that's one of the reasons why I work with our military and not the civilian government. I offer and donate my time to our military because they're the most serious institution that we have left in the United States, and they're being treated very poorly, both on the battlefield without the necessary resources and when they come back as veterans without any benefits, and now they have no mental health benefits, they have no physical benefits, and we're having the cheapest amount of labor given to these veterans who have served our country honorably. So what I'm saying to you very clearly is this is a civilian PSYOPs game that continues from presidency to presidency. We in the United States can no longer have two-party systems where we have a Republican and Democrat, where it really is not functioning very well, and it's costing the American public a fortune in both blood and guts and money. We've spent over $333 billion, approximately $50 million for every so-called terrorist that was taken out of Afghanistan, which were about 2,000 terrorists. Now, if you can find me 2,000 more terrorists in Pakistan, I will give you a couple of more million because they don't exist. Karzai, the Pakistanis have worked together to make sure that we are not able to acquire any assets there. Now, what does this result to? We're not going to go to World War III, but what's happening is another form of economic warfare has entered, and that is China, who has benefited from all of what we have done, the dysfunctional behavior and the misassessment and the lack of strategy and the lack of leadership and the disasters that we have created with the drones and our CIA so-called operations where we kill civilians. We've alienated the Pakistanis, who in turn have invited the Chinese to come down and work with them both militarily and economically. And what has Karzai said publicly? I don't want the Americans here because he already has raped and ripped us of about $3 billion a day, a week. And at the same time, he has asked the Chinese to come in and invest in Afghanistan. Now, that's the reality.
And by the way, Karzai's brother on record is the biggest opium dealer in Afghanistan. Now, looking at this, I talked to you earlier during the break, and you said you heard General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, on, and that you had to agree with what he said. You just alluded to that.
Right.
But specifically, let's go into your history, because you know much of the entire leadership of Pakistan and Afghanistan from the Afghan war with the Russians.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. That's very kind of you. I really know them way before the Afghan war. I was involved in the major hostage situation in Washington called the Hanafi Muslim. I was brought in by Earl Silbert when 350 hostages were taken in Washington, and I was able, through 36 hours of negotiating against the orders of Carter, I actually threw out Jimmy Carter outside. So you can see I don't always acquiesce to a civilian controller president. And basically there was a very important gentleman who worked with me named Yaqub Khan. Yaqub Khan was the foreign minister of Pakistan, was our ambassador to the United States, but was the father of the Pakistani army. As a result of that, I got to know the various generals throughout his ranks, who they were, and he talked to me about Elzia, Musharraf, Benazir Bhutto, her father, what would happen. So I intimately got to know both the military elements of this incredible army that was trained under General Yaqub Khan. And a friend of mine was also the head of the Islamic Brotherhood. Believe it or not, we went to MIT together. So I knew all of these elements, and I knew they were extremely sensitive to our relationship with America. And at the time, they were useful in the fight against the Soviet Union. But at the same time, I was clearly warned very early on that they would turn against us and basically have a blowback, which you've talked about in the past. So using Yaqub Khan, I knew exactly where the elements were, the concerns they had about the CIA continuously supporting the Inner Service Intelligence Agency, the fact that the ISI was getting out of control, was no longer under military or civilian control in Pakistan, and was beginning to form their own so-called groups, or we call terrorist groups, as a forefront to making sure that Pakistan had an ancillary army, or basically an auxiliary army, or paramilitary unit that could fight against India. And one of the things your audience has to understand, Pakistan's greatest obsession right now is not with the Taliban or Haga. Those are the groups that they support even till today.
It's with India.
With India. That is correct, Alex. India is their greatest obsession. And I would speak to the general and other Pakistani officials and explain to them, look, India is not an issue for you. India is twice the size you are. They have twice the number of nuclear warheads. You have 600,000 soldiers. At that time, they had 2.2 million. Kashmir is not an issue. Nevertheless, India, Pakistan to this day has felt very strongly that India is sending down operatives through the Chinese and other Soviets into Afghanistan and are using those operatives in order to get a possession into Afghanistan. And at the same time, Pakistan feels that India is infiltrating the Kashmir. So there's a whole other scenario which we have not been able to handle. When Richard Holbrooke was brought in as the envoy to the South Asia, he was told you can handle anything you want, but you will not touch Pakistan and India or Kashmir. That was cut out. So from a foreign policy point of view, we have never had the strong hand or the foresight of, let's say, whatever you think of Kissinger or Baker, who could very forcefully say, no, that's not going to happen. Or we have the strategic sense under various other presidents where we knew exactly where we wanted to go. Like Bush Sr. said, we're not going into Iraq. It wasn't a question. He was afraid of Saddam Hussein, or he wasn't, or it was unfinished work. Bush Sr. was brilliant in foreign policy. We had taken down the Soviet Union quietly. We had taken down East Germany quietly. We had taken down apartheid quietly. And we had taken down Debussan, a whole bunch of other countries. Not one word was said. When his son came in, he said, I don't listen to my father. We said, good God, what an incredibly incompetent, arrogant individual. Yet his father never said a word. So when you have a man like Bush Sr. who's able to control and direct both the intelligence community, the CIA, under whom Bob Gates, who is an excellent Secretary of Defense, and I'm sorry to see him go because I think that's a great loss to our country. He has really tried to control and direct our Defense Department in the right way and cut back programs that were not necessary, the F-22, the stealth, and really provide our special forces with the necessary equipment they needed. We're going to lose a very valuable man. In turn, I have very big questions about Panetta and his capabilities. I do not think he performed well at the CIA. I think he exacerbated a very serious situation with the Pakistanis, and I think General Petraeus will have a hard time because it's a military man coming into a civilian organization, which General Eisenhower once said about the CIA, you need a certain kind of genius to run that organization. So right now, what's happening is civilian control, which is both untutored, undisciplined, and without a history of any military or intelligence expertise is now going forward. There's one more reason why Osama bin Laden came out of the dead, so to speak, the resurrection, or the PSYOP's resurrection of Osama bin Laden. And that is, for the first time, you've heard people like Clapper and the director of the National Intelligence Organizations and say that the Center for Counterterrorism and all the intelligence organizations, which amount to God knows how many now, have really worked together and effectively. So it's a justification to say that under Obama, we have really integrated our intelligence community so that we effectively can kill and we're able to kill a dead man, in my opinion, that Osama bin Laden was dead.
All right, let me ask you this question, sir. And again, if you just joined us, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com, the man that Tom Clancy's novels are based on, author and creator of 26 New York Times bestsellers. He was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and or Senior Policy Planner under Secretaries Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, and James Baker. Dr. Pachinik is also, as you heard, a medical doctor, continues to consult to the Department of Defense, is also a Council on Foreign Relations Fellow. You've heard him, and he said it 9 years ago that they would do this. This is the PSYOP resurrection of Osama bin Laden. We'll find out exactly why. It isn't just about the re-election of...
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
And that's what bin Laden is. He knows your anger. He knows your pain. He's that 6'4" boogeyman with a scary turban and the beard and the evil eye. And now we've had a victory. Man, America's coming together. Yeah, as the gas prices explode, as all of this tyranny unfolds, as, the Chinese are dumping more treasuries. They're talking about the U.S. losing its AAA rating. That's back in the news today. They say when they switch it, it may go to a C grade. That's CNBC. This is the country going into cardiac arrest, but we've got the royal wedding. We've got the bin Laden situation. And here is a very high-powered author, researcher, State Department, a former official, CFR fellow, breaking everything down, breaking ranks with the establishment to warn you. Now larger than just Obama, sir, and the reelection, I mean, that's all scripted, that's clear. Why else are they doing this? Because, I mean, we see the frame-up now of Pakistan going into high gear saying bin Laden was at this house.
One of the reasons they're doing it so that they basically can pull out of Pakistan, they can try to leave Afghanistan and Iraq with the sense that there was a victory. There is no victory because there was no clear designation as to what the war would accomplish. We have no idea what the war accomplished other than 10 years of wasted bodies and brave men and women and $333 billion a year. Secondly, we now have a very serious economic issue with unemployment still up, exceedingly high. Much higher than the designations. We have a banking crisis that hasn't been resolved. In 3 years, we've had banks after banks, Chase, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan and Chase, Bank of America, all of them have committed crimes beyond the reason of the doubt. If you look at the Banking Commission report that's done by our own federal government, they indict them. And there's basically no attention to them, and nobody has even been prosecuted. And Obama went back to them yesterday and asked them for more money. They're going to raise $1 billion. We're also in a position where we are not doing very well in the international arena. We have literally lost our basic strategic superpower position. Although we have a large army, we're basically in the same position that the British military was in the 1900s, a very large army without a strategy, without a cause, and without a country. I often said to our military, we have an army without a country, and I say to our country that we have a country without a military, because right now it's costing us a fortune. We have no benefits derived from it. There are no enemies that we have other than the internal security of our country, which depends really on the debt, as you clearly said, and our financial growth, which is very low, 2-3%, and the fact that our bond ratings will be downgraded perhaps to a C or whatever the levels are. We have further problems. We have the notion that a system is not working, and that's what I keep coming back to since I said 10 years ago when we had Bush Jr., now we have Obama. We elect people who are basically panderers without any history of accomplishment, without any history of success, other than the fact that they pandered their way and agreed to acquiesce to anybody who's giving them money or power and represent other interests. Now, I'm not degrading anybody. I've treated politicians, and I've worked with them. But basically, the notion of a politician servicing the United States of American needs is absurd. We don't need these people anymore, and if we think we do, then we're mistaken, because we're going to keep going on from administration to administration, from lie to lie, and from incompetence to incompetence. All of these people are reshuffled again. You have Panetta, who was in the Clinton administration, was not a great performer, now coming in from the CIA, where he was dysfunctional, to now heading up the Secretary of Defense.
Stay there. We've got the real live Patriot Games, Jack Ryan, Dr. Steve Pachinik, going into overdrive. Stand by. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.